This coming weekend, February 24th and 25th, there will be an event called Weekend in Norfolk. And joining me today here on Robin Hood Radio are Tom McGowan and Eric Olson to talk a bit about what's going to happen there. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Great to be with you, Mike.
So we have a big festival for 2 days, Saturday and Sunday in Norfolk. 9 o'clock in the morning we start each day, and we go on till 6. Tell us a bit about what's happening there.
Well, there'll be all kinds of activities and food. So, Eric, you can take it off if you want from there.
Sure, sure. So it's a great thing, a great community event with all kinds of, all varieties of offerings for folks. You can spend your time out of doors and enjoy the beauty of the community, or their art shows. Botel School is hosting an art show. There's one at Station Place. You have the opportunity to see stained glass windows in a couple different beautiful places, including Botel Chapel and the Congregational Church, and also at the Catholic Church, Immaculate Conception. For me, two of the things that are happening on Saturday that are special would be the Farmers Market at Botel School, which is a great chance to experience different vendors of crafts and foods, and that's from 10 to 2 on Saturday. And then also later in the afternoon from 4 to 6, there's a bonfire with skating at the town rink, which is depends on the season and the weather, of course, and that's right off of Mountain Road. Those are both really special things that are only happening on Saturday.
But also, if somebody's short on time or they haven't visited Norfolk before, which is one of my favorite places in all of New England, that's where we live here. But if you just drive up into the village, you'll see a lot of the activities going on in town. And you can stop and get a bite to eat. You can wander around. You can drive the historic neighborhoods. There's so much to do besides what's on the list for weekend in Norfolk. So you want to come up to Norfolk for a little bit of time so you can get the feeling for it. We came up here by accident many years ago, and I told my wife, I said, this is it. And she said, what do you mean this is it? And I said, this is where I want to live the rest of my life. And I've never regretted it. People are fabulous. The event, especially the weekend in Norfolk, is very, very special to get a taste of town, what it's like. So welcome anyone who wants to come up and see us, especially for weekend in Norfolk.
Yes, indeed. And there are indoor and outdoor activities. There are online activities. There is parking for everyone in the center of town. It's a beautiful community, architecturally stunning, so it's worthwhile to go there just to walk around. They also have the Curling Club. They're going to be having an open house as well, I understand.
Yeah, they have both days. They will have their open house from 9 to 4, and that's on Golf Drive, which is a little bit outside the center of the village, but it's worth the drive. It's, you know, not many places can claim to be the home of a curling club, and we're one such place, and it's really a point of pride for the whole community. So please come on up and check it out. You might even get a chance to get out on the ice and throw some stones.
Give it a try, yeah. Also, speaking of that, you can, on both days, I believe, there's hiking, skiing, snowshoeing at Norfolk's Mile of Trails. You have skating at the ice skating rink, you know, on Mountain mm-hmm. Road. So we have the Norfolk Chamber Music Festival. Is that, that's happening both days?
Yes, and we also have dramatic reading, the Alabama Story, from 3 to 4. And that's going to be a very interesting and fun time also. That's at the Norfolk Library, 9 Greenwoods Road East.
There's a great website if people are looking for information at weekendinnorfolk.org.
That's a great place for folks to start their experience. So even before, you know, during the week this week, just check it out and maybe highlight some things that pique your interest. And then when people come into town, you can go right to the Hub, which is at 2 Station Place, and that's open all day, both days. And it's really a wonderful spot to just get your bearings. There'll be some really delightful volunteers on hand to direct you to whatever it is that you may be looking to do. The other reading that's happening is, that will be really special on Sunday from 11:30 to noon, so just before lunch, Rosemary Gill is reading an original work called Can You Imagine? And that will be right there at the Hub. So if you're rolling in at, you know, around 11:30, you have a chance to hear her, and then you can check in with some of the volunteers to figure out a plan for the rest of the afternoon.
Yeah, the hub is literally the hub of all of this, where you go for the information and to figure out what you want to do and where you want to go and to get any help that you need.
Exactly. Yes, yes, absolutely. That's where I would go to begin.
Everybody come out to the Winter Weekend Festival in Norfolk, Connecticut, this coming Saturday and Sunday, February 24th and 25th. For more information, you can go on the web at weekendinnorfolk.org.
It's a fabulous place. That's all I can say.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more with Tom, and I really hope that folks will come out and make a weekend of it.
Yeah, it's a great community, a beautiful place to be, lots to look at, a lot of great architecture to take in. I can't recommend it enough myself. Thank you, Tom and Eric, for being with us. Weekend in Norfolk, Connecticut, on February 24th and 25th.